Welcome.
You do it.
I was trying to do it the same as you. Welcome to the Top Rope Chef after show of Blackjack, Lanza's, Mandarin Orange, and Crispy Rice Stick Salad. Is that right? I'd say that's right. And another recipe that we don't care about. And when we're going to talk about our week in food and what's been going on and all that kind of stuff. Brad, top of the morning to ya.
Oh, yeah. It's St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah. Are you doing any St. Paddy's food things this week, today?
I'm doing no St. Paddy's food things. I did it last week, though. I had my corned beef and cabbage last week, so.
Okay. What did you...
And it was delicious, because corned beef is so good, and cabbage is
great. Did you just do, like, a crock pot roast?
Yep. Came with its own pickling spice, as I guess all corned beefs do like that. It's pretty cool.
Are they pickled? Is that what makes them taste like that?
Yeah, pickles. Pickled seasoning.
Pickled beef.
Called.
Weird. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, you like pickles. Come on. Pickled asparagus? Pickled green beans?
I've never had pickled green beans or pickled asparagus.
Pickled peaches? Pickled eggs?
What? Pickled eggs, yeah, I'll eat a jar of those. Well, I am doing that stuff today.
Yeah.
We're having a soup potluck today, and it's St. Paddy's themed. I'm doing a kolkanan soup. Do you know what kolkanan is?
No.
I'll tell ya. Kolkanan is mashed potatoes and cabbage and leeks.
All right.
And then I've got in the oven right now... I think actually it just came out. It's an Irish apple cake. It's 4 Granny Smith apples, and then just a just a basic cake recipe. There's some nutmeg, some cloves, and some cinnamon in there, just a little bit though. And then you bake it, and it puffs up real big because it's like mostly chunks of apples. And then you have like a custard sauce you pour all over it. It looked super.
Is this something you've made before?
Nope.
Oh.
Trying it out. I found this gluten-free baking mix it's a Pamela's brand, and that's what I'm trying out for the cake recipe today, because believe I'm going to eat this cake. It looks so good.
Oh, and you make too much food that is not for you to eat. It's not fair.
Yep.
It's not fair, Jacqueline.
It's not. And then when like the past few months when we've done these soup potlucks, usually have like 5 different soups come in, and a lot of them either have like noodles in them or meat in them or dairy in them or all 3. So I figured I might as well make myself cake. So if nothing else, I can have my soup and my cake.
Yeah. My rule of thumb, I think I've said it on the show before, if you're bringing something to a potluck or to some sort of gathering, make sure it's something that you would want to take home with you after the fact. If no one wants it or it's just a lot of leftovers.
Yep. It's a good rule. Good rule.
Don't leave anything they're just going to leave for the host to throw away the next day. You want to take that bad boy
home.
Yeah.
Which, luckily, that hasn't happened yet. I jinxed it.
It's a hard life to have food in a public space, as I'm also, you know, been finding out through dieting and whatnot, because it's just prevalent. People will just order food or not think about, you know, certain dietary things, and it's totally fine, but it's also just like, oh, I guess I just won't eat this thing this day. That's a bummer.
Yeah. I never fault people for that. It's not their responsibility to learn about all my dietary restrictions or anything. But it is a bummer to, hang out with everybody.
I had a friend bring over a cheese plate to a wrestling party we did last week, and I, couldn't have any, and he, felt bad. And I was like, well, it's fine. He's like, no, I shouldn't have done it.
Oh.
It's okay. It's just, I just can't have cheese. I just trying to get rid of it. I'm trying to be healthy.
See, and that's why in the past, I would just eat it, even though it would make me sick, because I felt so bad that people felt so bad. But I can't do that anymore, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to have more restraint than that.
Yeah.
But there are things that just slip through the cracks. It's just like, I just have to do it.
I found one of the baking mixes using. I didn't notice this before, but it has buttermilk powder in it, which I've just been eating, even though I'm not supposed to. So, gotta change it up. So, we'll see. I'll get back to you next week on that. And
yeah, I bought some buttermilk to make those fried green tomatoes for a recipe coming up. So, I'm going to do that before the fact. So, I'll be ahead of recipe on you.
Do you think so? What do you think I've been doing? making all these recipes. I'm done.
There's not that many left. I kind of would believe you.
No, there's not, but I'm also not that organized. I've not done anything.
Well, we're gearing up for the new cookbook. It comes out in 2 days from now.
Excited.
So we'll tell you when we're doing this. Pretty excited.
I haven't looked
that
into it because I really want to be surprised, but I'm really hoping that they have a Mr. Perfect recipe in there. I've been on a Mr. Perfect kick.
I couldn't tell you.
I was trying to read it in your face.
Unconfirmed. Unconfirmed.
I've been on a Mr. Perfect kick, though, and I've been watching a lot of his videos, and he's just so good. He's super solid.
He's the best bad guy.
Super solid. And I really like his neon outfits. It's like neon with like the V, and then it turns black at the bottom. Or remember? I'm not explaining this well.
He just owned it. He just owned that style.
The blondest, the bleachiest, blondiest, mullety hair, super tan. He's a wrestler's wrestler. So good. But I was thinking about, I was trying to think of a recipe that we could make that would be like Mr. Perfect themed. And I'm stuck.
He has chewing gum.
I forgot about the chewing gum. He was always chewing gum.
Yeah, it was his big thing.
I know he's from Minnesota, so I was trying to think of something that a Minnesota person would like.
Bubble gum, soda.
Tater tots.
Lemon cake. Sounds like something a kid
would
make.
That actually could be good, though. You could, if you
that actually might be
fine. If you frost it, and then you can put the, like, the No, you said bubble gum, not cotton candy, right? Or did you say both? Okay. Well, a cake would be really pretty if you put cotton candy floofs on top of it. We could do that, too. If you're going to get diabetes from a cake, it's going to be this one. Do you remember that ice cream that had bubble gum in it?
I do. I like that ice cream.
I think you get it from an ice cream truck.
Yeah, what's that called? Is it just bubblegum ice cream?
Oh, yeah, there is that. That is a thing. Yeah, that's not what I was thinking of. I was thinking of the one that you get. It's like it's called a two-ball screwball, though, because it had two gumballs at the bottom.
Oh.
And then you eat the ice cream, and you get the gumballs, and you can chew the gum. It's a pretty phallic one, now that I come to think of it.
Yeah, you can't get that one anymore, at least that I'm aware of. But I haven't seen an ice cream truck in a minute. I think it's all about minions now and ice cream trucks. I think that's the new thing.
I don't understand the minions.
Kids love the minions.
They're like everywhere. Mm-hmm. But no, the adults love them. Yeah. They put them like in their office and they dress up like them and they wear shirts and they like blast it all over social media that they have minion swag. Mm-hmm. And I just don't get it.
Kevin, Bob, and Steve are a big hit in the adult community. Yeah, I know who the minions are.
Oh, God.
I know about Kevin, Bob, and Steve.
What world is this? I hope that those names become super popular on baby
stuff. Oh, I'm probably sure they're really popular now.
What else have you been doing with your weekend food?
Oh, yes. I ate food this week, probably. I've been making a lot of shawarma because I've been going to the Arabic grocery store every Wednesday to get delicious things.
Do you marinate the chicken in the shawarma stuff?
It comes with it in a package.
What?
Yes! And I just put that in my Opti grill, which is a fancy Foreman grill. And then I put some pickles in there, some garlic paste in there, some tomatoes in there. Oh, it's so good.
Mm. I want it. You eat it in the pita?
Yeah.
I want shawarma so bad right now.
It's so good. I have like so much. I buy hummus. The hummus there is so good. It's so creamy and delicious.
And that garlic paste is insane.
The baba ganoush there is great, and the garlic paste is incredible. And there's always stuff on sale. They do Wacky Wednesdays where stuff's half off. I bet a big bag of grapes for 50 cents that dehydrated them.
That doesn't make sense.
Thought they'd come out more raisiny, but they still taste pretty good. They taste like a little like raisin.
That grocery store is already insanely cheap. It is the cheapest groceries you can find anywhere, and then they half off everything, and it just... What? I want it. I want one up here so bad.
Yeah. It would like put other places out of business, I think.
Absolutely, in a moment. And rightfully so. They have better food.
Mm-hmm.
Would do all of my grocery shopping there if I could.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. I'm just saving a ton of money and eating better food. Yeah. So it's win-win-win.
Right? Their cheese... Oh, never mind. Neither of us can have cheese.
You go ahead.
I can't have it anymore either, but they've got an amazing cheese selection, and it's fun.
They do have an amazing cheese section. I walk by it all the time and look at it.
The Syrian cheese with the caraway seeds in it is ridiculous.
Ugh. Yes, all of it.
That braided incredible. Cheese. Ugh.
They have little like discount pizzas at the end of the grocery aisle that you can usually have like a pita pizza thing. Mm-hmm. It's like $1.50 for like three delicious pita pizzas.
$1.50 to be sick all day. Might do it.
Sometimes they have one with just like a paste on it, like a falafel paste, and I can get those sometimes, but those are pretty good.
Well, speaking of pizzas, what I've been doing this week is getting into the cookie pizza thing. I don't remember if I talked about this or not. I'm starting a new program at the bakery.
An all cookie diet?
Dessert pizzas, yeah. Basically, I do a chocolate chip cookie crust. I put it in a cheesecake pan, bake the cookie, and then do like a Mrs. Fields thing, basically, is what I'm doing. But I've also done one, and it was really good, with a chocolate chip cookie crust, and then I put mini marshmallows on it, baked that, and then when it cooled a little bit, I drizzled some ganache on it, and then put some graham cracker crumbs on top. And it is insane. It's so delicious and organic. So hopefully people buy it.
So it means it's good for
you. Yeah, so eat it. But it's a really fun way to have s'mores. I want to do it at home. There's so many combinations you can do. Any kind of cookie as a crust, any kind of thing on top. I would like to do it with fruit, but for a grocery store, that doesn't work. It'd be gross.
Let me name a cookie crust, and you tell me what you would do with it.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Peanut butter cookie.
Brownie chunks and, what do you call those? Those, big, like, dark chocolate fudge pieces, caramel drizzle, peanut butter drizzle, and a little bit of flaky salt.
Snickerdoodle.
Cream cheese frosting, sliced strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries.
Lemon cookie.
Shut up. a raspberry pureed, like fruit topping, like a cheesecake topping, you know, that kind of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And then some fresh raspberries. That would be really good.
A black and white cookie.
I don't know what that is.
It's covered half with white chocolate, half with dark chocolate.
Oh.
It's a half and half black and white cookie.
Ooh.
And it's usually just like a regular like neutral cookie dough.
So like vanilla, like yellow? We're looking at? Okay. Ooh, that one threw me for a
I'm surprised you don't know what a black and white cookie is. That makes me kind of confused.
I don't at all. We don't make anything like that. Huh.
Oh, they're so good.
Pass. What are you going to put on it?
Well, I think I would mix it up. I'd put like some chocolate on the vanilla side and some vanilla on the chocolate side.
Ooh, you could do some some big dark cherries on it.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brad, if you were going to make a cookie pizza for the wrestler, the Miz, what would his cookie pizza be?
Well, it'd be some sort of goddish Hollywood cookie. Mm-hmm. So it would have some sort of, he likes flash photography.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got little sunglasses on it, little edible fondant sunglasses.
Okay.
It's like it's the Hollywood cookie. Oh, it's got everything on it's edible. It's got the Hollywood sign.
Okay.
That you can eat on it, and that there are a lot of fondant. Let's see, what kind of flavors with him is like. I don't even know. He's just having a baby, so maybe there's something there I can grab on.
Can I make a suggestion? Edible gold flakes.
Yeah, those are terrible.
Yeah, but I feel like he would have those on his pizza. He's super rich.
Yeah, I don't know what else would be like truffle shavings. Ooh. I guess. That's pretty fancy. Mm-hmm.
What would the cookie flavor base be? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, cookie flavor base would be not chocolate.
Mm-mm.
Vanilla protein powder.
Oh. That reminds me, I have to tell you this real quick. So, I had a person get real sassy with me on the phone because she wanted a cake. What is it? A keto cake?
Yeah, you were told about this in the last after show.
I did? Okay, never mind.
It well, left that much of an impact, though, where you wanted to do it again. Was there any aftermath or follow-up to it?
No. Not that I know of. I just said I wasn't going to do okay. it.
Yeah, we were Googling keto cakes last week, trying to figure out what would be on one.
Protein powder, that's what reminded me again.
Yeah, there's this weird keto protein powder cookie cake mix you can get.
Ugh. I mean, that's a it sounds like a gross cookie pizza. This doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
A lot of fondant, which you can't eat. I mean, you can, but you can't.
It tastes gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe just like little, you can make them out of sugar, I guess, right? Isn't that how like the old school way of like making that kind of stuff was? To make little sugar models?
Oh, yeah. I remember those when I was a kid. We used to have those. Like, I remember one specifically when it was on my birthday cake. It was just like a little square, and then they wrote and decorated in like frosting. And then they had like a sugar bunny rabbit or something on top of it. Mm-hmm. Let's bring that back. That was super cute.
I think there used to be like Hot Wheels cars and things like that that were made of that
sugar. I
think
you're right. I had some, was it fondant?
Little Micro Machine cars,
too. Micro Machines, that was like a thing. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for joining us on this episode after show, Top Rope Chef. Find us on Instagram, instagram.com/Top Rope Chef. Patreon.com/Top Rope Chef, and email us, toprope chef.